I want you to take the time to connect to your core star. So if you put three fingers together and you just put them on your belly button, the top finger, and then these three fingers up from where you have a finger in your belly button is where your core star is. I enter the center of the core star. Imagine that somehow you can just go deeper than your body, deeper than your aura, deeper even than your soul, deeper, deeper. Pure spirit level. If you remember last call, I explained to you there is a direct connection between your core star and the sacred space of your heart. Yeah, it's like a cool visual I could give you is imagining that you are diving into a white sun. It's white energy, it's white flame, it doesn't burn. And it's like this perfect dive. So perfectly straight that it's just like a dive. You can dive right into the center of the core star of the white sun. And just for fun, let yourself dissolve. Just be that core star. I'm going to make a couple of requests to source energy. Please open up your crown, just kind of letting that pure flow. It's like the divine energy is in you, but it's also around you. So when we do that, we're just playing around with activating what's already in us. But imagining that crown just slowly opening up. That flow of energy coming in. Some of it flows all the way down to your feet, out of your feet, down into the earth. Some of it just flows down that central line, out of your root chakra, down into the earth. Just feeling that anchored, that grounded, anchored essence. And then just allowing the heart chakra to open front and back and feeling that divine flow coming in through the crown, not only pouring through the body, but pouring right out of the heart chakra, just right out of the front and the back. Okay, I'm going to make requests to source and just enjoy. Just kind of sit back and like, don't be like a passive object, like you're doing it with me. You're participating. You are a subject involved in the process. And at the same time, be receptive to receive. It's like a paradox, but be both at once. Be active and receptive at once. So source energy, always for our highest good in the best possible way, so we may embody our highest light potential. Asking that the assembly point be as close as possible to the back of our heart chakra. So right now, just this is a very, very subtle process. But ask your inner wisdom, please locate my assembly point for me right now. Generally speaking, it's kind of floating in the back somewhere, maybe like the back of our head, maybe it could be close to the back of our heart. What we want is to bring that point literally like in the back of the heart chakra. But that's a slow process because we need to be loving and understand that some parts are more afraid than others of what that means and what that entails. So asking source energy always for our highest good in the best possible way, so we may softly and lovingly embody our highest light potential. Asking the assembly point be brought as close as possible to the back of the heart chakra. Asking source energy for any repair or activation or amplifications of the silver cord for everyone involved in this call. Asking that this be done for our highest good in the best possible way, so we may embody our highest light potential. Just so you understand, your silver cord is basically located almost at the same place as where we want the assembly point. It's in like the high heart, in the back of in your back, and your silver cord is what allows all your subtle bodies to be properly aligned and connected together. So asking that the silver cord be fully activated and restored. Asking once again from this place for our highest good in the best possible way. Asking for the assembly point to be brought a little bit closer to the back of the heart chakra. This is very, very subtle work. It can be hard to feel the assembly point, but it's more about fine-tuning the ability. I'm going to ask for that discernment right now. Source energy, please download into us the discernment between heavy energies and very subtle energies so that we may feel the subtle energies better and better. Source energy asking for the discernment between intensity, intense emotions or energies, and powerful that's working on the brain. Asking source for the discernment between intensity, intense, and powerful. Not the same thing at all. Asking source energy for the discernment between emotional release and looping in an emotion. Okay. Coming back for a second to feeling that core star. It's got a pulsation. It's like a pulsating ball of light. And simply inhaling from the core star into the heart chakra. Almost like you're inhaling out of a straw, nice and slow. It's like you're sucking up that divine essence into the heart chakra. And first, let's just really fill the heart chakra. So inhaling that core star energy into the heart chakra, filling it up, and exhaling, we're just like, letting it find its way in there and all the little nooks and crannies. Inhaling from the core star into the heart. Feel where the assembly point is. Feel the silver cord. Feel the heart. Just try to feel for fun. Just because it's fun. So asking source energy for a double movement now. Triple, actually, source energy. Teach me. Deeper connection to my core star. Teach me how to feel the subtle levels of energy. Teach me to feel how powerful these energies are. All encompassing. And from here, I ask for one more time, asking source energy about the assembly point. Please bring it as close as possible based on where I'm at for my highest good in the best possible way, so I may embody more and more of my light potential. There you go. I feel it sliding a bit more. Inhaling from the core star, like you're inhaling out of a straw, nice and soft, bringing that core star, bringing your divine essence into your heart chakra, which is the bridge which puts everything in relation within you. Bringing it into the heart. And now starting to slowly exhale, acting like your heart chakra is a sun. Every time you inhale, you're bringing more of the core star energy into the heart. And slowly exhaling, if you can, on an eight second count kind of thing, start feeling that you're sending that core star flow energy from the heart chakra throughout the aura. So from the center going towards the boundaries. We're just going to get a couple of movements going. So inhaling core star into the heart chakra. Exhaling all directions from the heart chakra. Remember my key little teaching I gave you. If you are only able to do one thing at a time, it's because you're doing it with your mind. When you are in your consciousness, you are more than able to be the entire field in which many actions are happening. So remind yourself of this. And we can even ask the source, please download into me the discernment between when I am in my consciousness and when I am operating from my mind. Oh, that just lightened something up. Nice. So be the consciousness. Be the consciousness inside and around the field of you. As you bring that core star energy into your heart. And exhale, send it out like rays of the sun, all directions. Be aware that you're doing that. Be all these rays. It's not, you're not just going in the right or in the left or in the front or in the back. No. You are expanding these rays and feeling everywhere in your aura at the same time. Inhaling the core star energy into the heart. Exhaling, let's go, let's go. Start feeling. Just start noticing. Are there areas I feel more or less? Lighter, denser, blah, blah. Giving permission to our core star to fill the spaces we don't feel as much with pure light. There's no content. So inhaling the core star into the heart. And exhaling in all directions, allowing that core star energy infused with the energy of your heart, which puts everything into relation, to go find where there's pockets that need light. It's always the same movement, inhaling from the core star into the heart. It's like shiny white, it's so shiny. Inhaling that core star energy into the heart chakra, exhaling like rays of a sun, like beams in all directions, through the body, through each of the subtle bodies. As you expand your awareness, as you expand the field of your consciousness more and more, getting to feel all the way to the boundary of your aura. There's like little micro boundaries of each of the subtle bodies, and then there's like that main boundary.